Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Moore ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what is up, my friends? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here on the show. This is where you're going to learn a quick tip, shocker, or strategy that's going to help you grow your business, right? So that you'll have a bigger impact and help more people. Because when we're having a bigger impact and help more people, our revenue is going to grow as a result. And what's really key here for you is to not only listen to this episode and take it in, but go and implement, go and test what you're learning here on the show, because that's what this is all about, right? And also, if you've not yet subscribed to this podcast here, hit that subscribe button in your podcasting app, however you're listening to the show. Make sure you hit subscribe so that you don't miss any episode. I'm doing two episodes a week, the Wednesday episode and the Friday quick tip episode, just like this one. So thank you so much in advance for subscribing. By the way, while you're there, if you want to support the show even further and leave a quick rating and review for the show on iTunes, super appreciate that. It's a big help for us. So on last week's episode with Teresa Lowe, we talked about how to strategically grow your team when we took that through step by step. And the feedback to that episode has been awesome. And I hear from online entrepreneurs all the time, you know, this whole topic of growing your team, this is a really, really big topic for so many different reasons. If you've not yet heard that episode last week with Teresa, so it was last Wednesday's episode, definitely check that out. Okay. You do not need to listen to that episode prior to listening to this episode, but if you've not yet heard that one, definitely don't miss it. Okay. So I hear from online entrepreneurs all the time that one of their biggest challenges is that they're doing all the things. They're doing everything in their business and they feel stuck and they feel burned out. And that is keeping them from taking their business to the next level, accelerating the growth of their business because they're doing all the things. If we want to grow our business faster and have a bigger impact, we simply just cannot do everything ourselves. We need help in doing that. And so for that reason, I wanted to follow up last week's episode with Teresa with a quick tip today that will help you clearly identify some of the first things that you can start getting off of your plate and outsourcing so that you can free up more of your time, right? And so that you can focus on primarily the things that you want to be focusing on in the business and that you should be focusing on. And so if you're feeling overwhelmed and sort of stuck in your business, and maybe you feel like you're spinning your wheels a bit too much, this is what I want you to do. Okay. First, I want you to think about when during the day you have the highest energy and when your brain is most focused. So again, think about during the day, when during the day you have the highest energy and when you're most focused. For me, that's early morning. I'm an early morning guy. And I'm most focused until around noon. Now, I'm recording this right now at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. And so that's starting to wane. However, for me, I'm early morning until about noon. For you, you might be like, you know, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. I don't know how people do that. But I know a lot of people who are most focused during that time. Or maybe that's the only time during the day that they have to work on their business. And, you know, it's just the reality. So that's cool. Whatever block of time that is for you, I want you to write it down. Okay, I want you to be super conscious of that. If you don't know what that is for you during the day, I want you to start to be aware of when you have the highest energy and the most focus during the day. So if you're not quite sure, just start to be aware of it. You're like, oh, I feel really focused on, you know, during this time, or man, I am not a morning person. I like to sleep in or whatever, and then kind of roll in and, you know, I might hit 4 o'clock or whatever, and then I'm good to go. Whatever that is for you, I want you to start to be aware of it so that you can keep track of that. Because this is where I want you focusing your high value tasks. And that's the next thing. Okay. So once you have taken note of when you have the highest energy and your brain is most focused, now I want you to write down the things that you feel are the things that only you should be doing. Okay. These are the revenue producing things in your business, like things like coming up with offers to make to your target audience, or maybe that's public speaking or being the face of your business, right? Maybe it's the, well, not maybe, it is the CEO things of running your business, like setting the vision and the values for your business, et cetera, that sort of thing, okay? These are the things that only you should be doing, and these are the highest value tasks in your business that you are doing. Now, once you have that list, okay, so now, number one, you've identified when you are most focused and have the highest energy. Then you have identified what those things are that only you should be doing, the highest value tasks, the revenue producing tasks in your business. You know, for me, for example, doing this podcast is one of those things for me. One of the most important things I do in the business is giving you this free value and putting the work in to deliver this podcast twice a week. Okay. Then once you have that list, now the third thing I want you to do is to, for the next 7 to 10 days, so at least a week, 7 business days, I want you to start tracking everything that you're doing in your business. Everything you're doing in your business. So if you work from 9 to 5, 8 to 4, 8 to 9 in the morning, whatever it is that you work during the day, track everything and how long it takes you to do something. So for example, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., you did this. From 11 to 11:30, you did this. Track everything, however you need to do it, whether it's simply writing it down in a notebook, in a planner, in Evernote, or in Notion is one of my new favorite apps. It's overtaking Evernote for me. Love it. I digress. Whether that's using like rescue time on your computer, whatever it is, track what you are doing and for how long it's taking you to do it and when you're doing it in your day. So again, 8 to 9, you did this. 9 to 9:30, you did this. Or 9:30 to 9:45, you did this. Whatever it is, track everything that you're doing in your business. And that means like I called so-and-so, I sent an email to so-and-so, I wrote out a podcast episode, I wrote an email, whatever it is, track everything for the next 7 to 10 days, okay? Now, once you have a clear picture of where you're spending your time, now I want you to start categorizing everything that you've listed out. And I want you to categorize it in either as a $10 task or a $100 task or a $1,000 task or a $10,000 task. So let me give you some examples of what those might be. So a $10 an hour task is like sorting your email or basic customer service, or you're editing video or creating images, that sort of thing. Okay. A $100 task might be writing an email to your list or, you know, doing some customer follow-up. a $1,000 an hour task might be building a sales funnel, right? I don't necessarily mean going into a system and building it, but mapping it out, for example, and what that looks like. Maybe that's writing sales copy. Maybe that is, you know, planning your day and prioritizing your day so that you're only focusing on the highest value tasks. See where we're going here? And then examples of your $10,000 an hour task is, you know, could be something like, you know, creating new offers, or how do you improve your existing offers? Maybe you are hiring for your team. You're building out your team. Maybe that's public speaking, or you are setting the culture and your values and your vision of the business. I first learned about doing it this way from Perry Marshall's book, 80-20 Sales and Marketing, several years ago. And I've since kind of put my own spin on it. But this is just an amazing exercise that you can do to figure out where you're spending your time. Because the idea here is to get as many of those $10 and $100 tasks off of your plate, delegated, outsourced to someone else, so that you're spending the majority of your time on the $1,000 and $10,000 tasks. Now, this is not going to happen overnight, right? Like, I still definitely do $10 an hour tasks in my business, but I'm always trying to be conscious of that and aware of that and get those things off of my plate, meaning outsourced and delegated to my team, as quickly as possible, so that I can be spending my time in those $1,000 and $10,000 an hour tasks to move my business forward, right? Now, when you're early in your business, when you're super early in your business, maybe you're only able to afford like a VA for a few hours a week. That's okay. That's great. And that's a start. But the idea here, as I just mentioned, is to always be conscious of what you're spending your time on and seeing where you can be better using your time on the highest value things. This is a constant sort of evolution of looking at our time and how are we spending our time. And then once you've identified, right, oh, I need to drop this, or I need to outsource this because this needs to get done, but I don't need to be doing it. Put blocks of time in your calendar based around when you have that highest energy and you're most focused. And so, for example, okay, from 8 to 10 on Tuesday morning, I'm going to be working on the podcast, meaning I'm going to be writing out an episode and recording an episode or whatever it is. Put those blocks of time in your calendar and then take 100% responsibility and be integral with yourself that you're going to accomplish those things in the allotted time that you've given. Because what is it? Parkinson's law, like the time it takes to do something expands to the amount of time that we give it. So if I say, okay, I'm going to, you know, give myself all day today to record two podcast episodes, well, it's going to take me all day. Whereas if I give myself, you know, say 2 hours to do it, it's going to take 2 hours. This is reality. Okay. So make those blocks in your calendar where you are trying to spend as much of your time as possible on those highest value tasks. And if you're not there yet, if you're still doing the $10, it's okay. But I want you to just be aware of this so that you're working towards this. Okay. Because again, doing all the things in your business, I see this time and time again, especially as I'm doing strategy calls for people who are interested in my Accelerator Mastermind. This is one of the biggest things I see, is that they come and they say, look, my business is, you know, I'm generating revenue, but man, I am burnt out because I'm doing everything in my business. I have a little bit of help in the, you know, from a team perspective, but I'm doing so much stuff and I really don't know what to do next. Help. Take things to the next level. So just be aware of it if you're not there yet. If you have the ability to hire a team, definitely start with this exercise here and don't miss last week's episode with Teresa Lowe. Okay. All right, my friend, as I just mentioned, by the way, my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind, I want to let you know that there are a couple spots left, and this mastermind runs until the end of this year, until December 2019. So it's not too late to get coaching, support, accountability, and strategy to help get your online business unstuck and accelerate the growth of your online business, right? And building my online business to a thriving 7-figure business in the first 4 years, it's taken a lot more than just Facebook and Instagram ads. Are they the centerpiece of scaling your online business? 100%. I think so. And it's how I built my business, right? But the easy thing that's super easy to overlook is that it's taken way more than just ads to grow and scale the business. It's building a team, like we're talking about, positioning myself as an expert, creating and launching courses and membership programs and doing live events, that sort of thing. Mastering my mindset. That is number one that I'm always working on. You know, mastering my time, like we're talking about here today. I could go on. Most experts, and I've certainly been guilty of this over the past few years, is teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum, right? But to truly create sustainable growth takes a more holistic strategy because all this is connected, my friends. If you're an online expert, like you're a coach, you're a course creator, maybe you're a consultant, you've already achieved a certain level of success, but you're spinning your wheels to get to that next level, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, right? One that combines things like mindset, as I mentioned, visibility, building your authority, paid and organic traffic, launching, building a team, freeing up your time, like we talked about here today, serving and connecting with your customers, becoming the actual CEO of your business and more, right? And to help you with that, in addition, coaching, accountability, community, and support. And so if you're an online expert and you're at a place in your business where your days are getting eaten up by busy work and you're not moving forward, or if you are caught doing all the things in your business, like we talked about today, if you dream of having a team that's got your back, that excels in the areas that you don't and is as committed to growing your business as you are, if you are looking for answers on Google, you're not finding those answers like what's the best launch strategy for this new program I have, or how can I actually get my Facebook and Instagram ad costs down and my ROI up, or who the heck should I be hiring to help build my business and have a bigger impact, right? Or maybe you're subconsciously sabotaging your own success because your mindset hasn't caught up to your reality. That's a huge one. Well, if you're nodding your head to any of those, then I want to help you. In the same way that having a coach helped me grow my business to seven figures, it's my turn to give that gift to others. And so again, if you're an online expert and you're ready for coaching, support, and accountability in taking your online business to the next level, then I want to invite you to fill an application for my Accelerator Mastermind and schedule a free strategy session with me to find out if you might be a fit for the Accelerator. Again, it runs through the end of the year. It's a 6-month mastermind here in 2019. And to do that, just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay, it's not too late. A few spots left. rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Coming up in the next episode, I've got an awesome conversation with my buddy Bobby Klink, and he is an attorney who helps online entrepreneurs get their legal protection in place really easily and quickly. And Bobby and I get into legal stuff, legal things that most online entrepreneurs do not think about, yet you need to be. I know I didn't think about that stuff for the first few years of my business, but this is something that you absolutely need to be thinking about and aware of as an online business owner. So I'm super pumped to share that interview with you next week, coming up the next episode with Bobby Klink. As always, my friends, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I appreciate you. I appreciate your attention. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.